You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up? Here we are, another edition of Locked On Kings. Jason Ross here with you as the Kings get ready to close out their road trip, a three-gamer that's been tough for the Kings, losers of seven in a row on the road. They will take on an Atlanta Hawks team tonight. We'll preview that and also get you some comments from Dave Yeager and tell you about Wednesday, draft day. You know, at draft.com, we'll tell you about our league that we've got set up all coming up on today's podcast. But let's start out with the Atlanta Hawks. To me, this is the perfect type of game that the Sacramento Kings can win. And I don't know if I want to say should win, because if I was doing Locked On Hawks, I would say, speaking from Atlanta's perspective, hey, the Hawks haven't won a home game. They're taking on a struggling Sacramento Kings team. This is a team the Hawks need to beat. So it's that rare scenario where both teams believe they're better than the other one. But what I do like about the Sacramento Kings, I honestly do like their roster better than Atlanta's. I really do. And that's not even having a preference for the Kings, because I want them to do well. But I think the Kings are set up better in the short term and maybe even the long term than Atlanta, and a team that has had good success. I mean, Atlanta has been a good franchise. It's just right now they are personally going through a rebuild, but I don't see it as clearly as I do the Sacramento Kings. And I think these are two teams to have a good compare and contrast. So the Atlanta Hawks have just two wins. Kings have three, so neither one's bragging about their win total. Atlanta has some quality wins, as they've been able to, or one really quality win, defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland. They also won on opening night against Dallas. But Atlanta doesn't have a tremendously young roster. You see what the Kings are doing. They've got just a handful of veterans and then a young roster trying to find which of their young players will develop and become core pieces in the future. If I'm looking at Atlanta's starting five, you've got a young player, still a young player in point guard, Dennis Schroeder, who at this point seems to be by far their best player. I could probably ask Atlanta people a question we ask in Sacramento: who's the Kings' best player? In Atlanta, we'd probably say, who's the Hawks' second best player? They're paying a guy like Kent Bazemore to be that. He's okay. He's a good defensive player, kind of a three-point and a defender. Nothing wrong with that. Torian Prince, Ersan Ilyasova, Luke Babbitt, Dwayne Dedmon, but not a lot of young players, not a lot of very young players. Their youngest player is their draft pick, John Collins, who's done some nice things. But I almost kind of look at Atlanta and say, all right, I see it. You had Dwight Howard before. You had Paul Millsap. You had Korver. You had Teague. You had, you know, a team that was good, that won 60 games, that had made the Eastern Conference Finals recently. It had all-stars. But they've kind of turned that around, but I don't see a lot of pieces that have come back for a bright future for the Hawks. I think they're going to be in a tough time until they make another kind of major overhaul. But I could be proven wrong, but I think they're going to have a tough season and some tough years ahead with not a lot of young talent on the roster. But what they have done is dominate the Kings in Sacramento, in Atlanta. The Kings in Sacramento have gone there, I think, 30 times. They've won 5 and 25 in Atlanta. That mark is pretty brutal for the Sacramento Kings. So the Hawks have dominated them there, no matter if the Hawks were good or bad. And if the Kings were good or bad, they have dominated them. And they are anxious for their first home win, no doubt about that. Kings are anxious to break a seven-game road losing streak. Both teams have beaten Dallas. The Hawks' other win came against the Cavs. Here's a little listen in to what you might expect from the Atlanta Hawks.
Rebound, though, taken by Dwayne Dedmon. Gets it out to Kent Bazemore. Three-pointer. He's got it. Kent Bazemore hits the three from the left side. And the Mavericks want timeout. Head of the key jumper by Dennis. It rattles in and out. Rebound, though, taken and laid up and in by Dwayne Dedmon. What a play by Dwayne Dedmon. And the Hawks lead by two. We're under a minute to go. The long rebound, Dwayne Dedmon. And the horn will sound, and that's it. Opening night, 2017-2018 season. And the Atlanta Hawks have come into Dallas and beaten the Mavericks. The Hawks 117 and the Mavericks 111. Dennis Schroeder with it. Dennis at the head of the key. Out to Marco Bellinelli. Marco, nice pass underneath to John Collins, who jams. Nice ball movement by the Hawks, and they lead 48-44. Now coming back in the corner, Luke Babbitt throws it outside Dennis Schroeder. Over to Kent Bazemore for a three. And he makes it. And the Hawks have taken the lead. 96-95. They were 10 down and have taken the lead. A one-point Hawk lead. Kent Bazemore with his first basket of the game. A good time to do it.
So what Atlanta is doing that I'd like to see the Kings do is they have been competitive. They've stayed competitive in games. Kings have not done that consistently on the road. So you've seen a Hawks team that just the other night barely lost to New Orleans, a Hawks team that nearly broke up Boston's long win streak. So they've been in some of these games. They played close in a game against Denver. I mean, within a couple possessions here or there, yes, their record's not very good, but maybe it looks different if they find a way to finish out those games. And so, again, I'm going to say what I mentioned earlier, that the Hawks believe they should beat the Kings. The Kings believe they should beat the Hawks. An area that Sacramento may be able to take advantage of, Atlanta, is defensively. The Hawks are near the bottom in the league, giving up a ton of points, about 110 a game. And that is not a strong point of the Kings, but if they have a good offensive night, it seems to help their defense. Hawks can also shoot the three pretty well. I think they have 39 made over the last three games, so an average of three a game. It's a team that can score it a little bit, certainly with Dennis Schroeder. Their second leading scorer is Kent Bazemore, but a guy who's played well for the Atlanta Hawks is Marco Bellinelli, the ex-King, who just didn't have a very good season in Sacramento, went to Charlotte, now is in Atlanta, and shooting the ball well, scoring double figures off the bench for the Atlanta Hawks. All right, now we're going to move on from our preview of the Atlanta Hawks to a couple of things from the radio that Dave Yeager, the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, said on his weekly show on Sports 1140 KHDK. First, I want you to hear what the coach says about what, you know, when he's talking with Grant Napier and Doug Christie about what he likes so far about this current group, the current roster with the Kings.
Well, I think there's a real good spirit about our team, and guys enjoy coming to work every day. It's fun to coach them, and you look at the number of minutes that guys are playing. I think De'Aaron leads us in minutes and shots as well, and Buddy and Willie Cauley-Stein are the next two. So those are your three highest minutes guys, and that's our aim and our direction is to try to get those guys as many experiences as possible. So, you know, there's growth, and sometimes it can be hard to see, but guys are improving, and, you know, there is progress.
You know, when I hear the coach explain minutes and saying it's part of the plan, and you hear that, you know, De'Aaron and Buddy and Scal and Willie are amongst the leaders in minutes, and that's part of the plan, I think everybody just would like to see a little bit more. I mean, I know I would. I can't speak for everybody. But I think at the end of the year, if we get a season where we wonder if those young guys should play more minutes, I don't want to be in a spot like that. And this is reminding me a little bit of last year where I was saying once they dealt DeMarcus, actually, I should back that up. I should say this. I said one of the worst case scenarios that I could see last year for the roster the Sacramento Kings had in a quest to make the top eight was to get all the way to the end and then fail and not make it. And so then you would have been putting everything into probably some veterans like Tolliver and Temple and Matt Barnes at the time and Caspi, whoever you were throwing out there, and DeMarcus, of course. And what if you fell short? So you're a ninth seed or a tenth seed, and you didn't get an opportunity to see then at the time Scalabissiere or Yorgos Papayannis or Malachi Richardson, some guys you had drafted. I thought that would be a failure of a season. So the Kings kind of changed the course of that when they traded DeMarcus, didn't think they could make eight, or if they did, thought it was best to move on from DeMarcus, not have to pay him going forward. And then we got an opportunity to see a lot more of Willie and Scal and Malachi and so on and so forth. So this season, we're already going to see the young guys play, but I guess my worst case scenario would be if we get to the end of the year and the guys continue to average just around that 20 to 25 minute range. Let's ramp him up a night. I know we've only seen the one game in which he started all the young guys. That didn't look very good. And it doesn't have to be a starting situation. It still could be a lineup that has three veterans and two young guys. But can we have a game or two where you ramp up Justin Jackson and play him 35 minutes? You ramp up Scalabissiere and say, Scal, this night you're playing 40. We're still going to play Zach Randolph. We'll still play Costa a few minutes. We'll still get Willie in there. But Scal, this is your night. De'Aaron Fox, you're starting tonight and you're playing 35-plus minutes. Those are a few things I'd like to see. They could still get the minute distribution, and I'm not anti-veterans playing at all. I definitely would like to see them play, and I think they're very important to what this team is doing, and you can grow with your veterans as well, and I think that's what the staff is trying to do. And so I think that would just be an idea that I'd like to see this team going forward. Another comment from Coach that I'll react to is a promising performance the other night for the Sacramento Kings in Game 2 of this three-game road trip. in which they saw production in Washington from George Hill. George Hill had not been aggressive enough, in my opinion. He said it himself, wanted to be a little bit more aggressive. And so Coach Yeager talked about what he wants to see from George Hill.
Aggressive in pick and roll. And, you know, you had guys last year, you know, you look at Ty Lawson, can't get in the paint and get anybody a shot at any time that he wants. And George is not as quick, but it certainly sets his game up with his jumper and his ability to, you know, come off pick and rolls, and you have to go over. And it, with his size, he can see a little bit better also. So, you know, we need him, especially with that group, like I said, to, you know, be aggressive and try to get in the lane and make plays. And when it comes back to him, then, you know, he's a terrific shooter. I think he's shooting 47% from three. Just doesn't have a lot of attempts.
I think what's important there, too, hearing from George Hill or from Coach Yeager about George Hill is we always equate performance with points and rebounds and assists and aggressiveness and shots or shots going. But I feel like George Hill has been a little bit just too absent, not aggressive, not even scoring, but making plays, not making shots, but making plays. And that doesn't always just mean assists, but just being a presence in the game with the basketball, getting into the lane, creating things. Creating his own shot, creating shots for others. I just think that's been missing from his game. It may not be an overall strong suit of his game, but if it's not, then he better start contributing with other aspects as far as rebounding, defense, and certainly making shots as well. So I thought that was interesting from Coach Dave Yeager. And one more comment from the coach and how kind of back to the first one we had, but it's a second follow-up on that, on really how he's trying to get everyone involved in everything, but by meaning everything, going through blowouts, going through close games, on the road, at home, foul trouble, guarding studs on the other team, being out of position and guarding different guys. Coach Yeager talks about getting involved in all those situations.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what we're going to do. I mean, the guys got to play. And, you know, sometimes it's not great matchups. You know, Scal having to play, you know, threes on the perimeter that are playing stretch four. And, you know, it just is what it is. We got to give our guys experience and give them opportunities to develop. And I think it was the first question we were talking about. You know, you look at the minutes, De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, and Willie Cauley-Stein have played the most minutes of anybody on our team. So we're doing what is the aim and the goal of giving our guys those experiences.
And when we look at this team, you know, we're always going to be talking about growth and improvement. And if I do that daily, it's hard to see it. If we don't concentrate on a player or the team for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, and you look and you go, yeah, you know what? I do think they're better than they were in October or November or December or whatever the reference point you're using. I think that's the way we're going to be measuring this team. We'll see them win a couple games and say they improved. Well, or did they just win a couple games? And so I think you've got to do the long view of this. When you're looking at, you know, point total, I've been bringing that up today. This team is having trouble scoring. Are they still going to be at the bottom at the end of the year? Or are they going to be 25th, 23rd? I mean, that would show improvement. Are they going to be better defensively? Are they going to get better in rebounding? I think those are the kind of things when you bundle them all together at the end of the season and you look back at kind of individual categories and say, was the bench better? Was the role, did the people understand their role? Did this individual get better? Did they play better as a team? Did they defend better? All those types of things that we look at, I think, will be important to check out as the season progresses. All right, it's Wednesday. Basketball fans, that means it's time to play draft. Whether it's the draft app or draft.com, I'm going to set up another Locked On Kings draft. And it's been fun the last couple of weeks. I know I've been calling my shot saying I'm going to win. I don't know if I'm going to dare say that this week. But I want you to play. I want you in. And it's a great night to play. And let me explain it again for those of you. I had a couple people ask me about it. It's very, very easy. Get the app on any app store on your phone, or if you want to get on a computer, you can at draft.com. And what's great about tonight's lineup, you've got a lot of people playing. Let me count the games. Utah, New York, Sacramento, Atlanta, Washington, Miami, Detroit, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Charlotte, Chicago, OKC, Toronto, New Orleans, San Antonio, Minnesota, Indiana, Memphis, Orlando, and Portland, and Philly, and the Lakers. So a lot of different games to choose from. I think that's 13, and that means most of the league is in, and you're going to end up picking two guards, two forwards, and a center. In our league, I've set up a six-person league on Locked On Kings, and if that fills up quickly, I can set up another one. But we're just playing it weekly on Wednesdays so far across the Locked On network. And so the second the last person gets in, the draft will start within moments. And once the draft starts, It literally is a snake draft. 1 through 6, 6 through 1, 1 through 6, 6 through 1, 1 through 6, and it's done that quickly because you're picking two guards, two forwards, two and a center. And you get, you know, all the typical things you would want, you know, points, rebounds, assists, there's minus for turnovers, those kind of things. And you're ideally trying to pick the perfect lineup, and you finish in the top, you'll win money. And some leagues are done for free. There's so many different ways to do it, but it's a lot of fun. You've heard me explain it. I think this is the week that you give it a try. So if you love basketball and you love fantasy basketball, then try the new thing. It's the app. On the app, it's Draft. It's daily fantasy basketball, but it's not like the other guys because on Draft, you play the real-life snake draft like I talked about with other people, just like in your season-long league. But if your guy gets hurt, it doesn't matter because this is the night. You're just playing it one night. That guy wouldn't even be available. Let's talk about this last week. I think we played. It was Wednesday, and Porzingis was out. So nobody drafted him. You didn't want to draft him because you want your guys to play. So it's that simple. Once you're done drafting, set it and forget it. Your team is done. No trades, no waiver wire. That's your five that you have for the night. There's no salary caps. That's it. So come and join me on Draft today. Again, look it up at Draft on the app or on draft.com. Locked On Kings, J. Ross. That'll be my league. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store. Join the game in minutes or play right from your computer at draft.com, whatever you want. And for a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you must use my promo code LOKINGS. That's LOKINGS. Play for real money or just free, whatever you like to do, by just using my promo code LOKINGS on your first deposit on Draft. All right, that's it for us. We'll recap Kings and Hawks and also how the draft league went, all that and more tomorrow, as we'll be back for another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.